أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. So today we commemorate the death anniversary of Sayyida Fatima al-Zahra alayha salam. And I just like to leave you with the parting words of Imam Ali, her husband, when he buried her. And he said, O Prophet of God, please accept my salams and those of your daughter who is being buried not far from you and who is to meet you so quickly. O the chosen messenger, the death of your dear daughter has left me without patience and solace. I have lost my self-restraint and my power of endurance. After having endured the separation from you, I will now have to bear this catastrophe patiently. O Prophet of God, I laid you down in the grave with my own hands. Your soul departed from your body while you were resting upon my chest. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Indeed, we belong to Allah, and towards Him is our return. Your trust, by this he meant your daughter, which was entrusted to me, is taken back from me. Sorrow lives in me. There is no happiness, for it has taken leave. The grief is so overbearing and overwhelming that it engulfs everything. It will leave me with sleepless nights and joyless days. From now onwards, my life will be one continued heartache until divinity gathers me with you both in the realm of his favor and peace. O Messenger of God, your dear daughter will tell you how your followers behaved with her, how they ill-treated her. Ask her the details of what happened to her during such a short period of barely 3 months after your departure. Both of you, O Prophet of God and Fatima, accept my parting salams and my goodbye. My heart will always cherish you, and it will carry your memories to its grave. Goodbye, O daughter of the chosen messenger of God. May you rest in peace, which humankind denied you in this world. He tells her, if I leave your grave to go to my place, it's not because I'm tired of your company. I wish I could stay here till the end of my life. O Fatima, I do not make a permanent home on your grave because I know the reward that God has reserved for those who bear sorrows patiently. Goodbye. May God's peace and blessings with you. And then the one who lifted the door of Khaybar, the most awesome, perfect student of Rasulullah, lay unconscious in grief. He sees Fatima, who says, Ya Ali, go back home. Our four orphans are alone. There is no one to look after them. Go back, Ali, go back home. He said, O Bint Muhammad, O Fatima, with whom shall I console myself? Every meeting between two souls is followed by separation. Everything other than separation is little. My loss of Fatima is proof that no soulmate lasts forever. Let us pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us the tawfiq to be able to be those for whom the Prophet said, live so that people want to be with you and die so that they cry for you. رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ.